Are you troubled by strange voices in your ears?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement, attic, or car?
Have you or your family actually listened to a spooky podcast?
If the answer is yes, don't wait another minute. Just pick up the phone and listen to the professionals.
Ghostcasters!
Our courteous and efficient submitters are on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural podcast listening needs as we count down to the latest release of the Ghostbuster series, Ghostbusters Afterlife, in theaters November 11th, 2021.
Just go to the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network and upload your mobile PKE readings and audio recordings. After all, we're Ghostcasters.
We're ready to believe in you.
Podcasters Assemble is a production of the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network.
EA is in the game.
Yes, hello everybody. Hope you can hear me okay.
That's a bit loud, I think.
Let's turn the TV down. And yeah, I've had a bit of a shit day, so I'm going to record my first time loading up Mass Effect for the RPG Club. Hey, that's right, you lucky people. I bought this game for the PS3. It was a triple collection. And I've got roughly 15 minutes before I have to have a meeting. But it's been a really shit day, and I'm feeling miserable as. So hopefully this will cheer me up. So here we go. I've got a nice menu screen where I can see what looks like the planet Earth and the moon. I've got this nice sort of 2001 vibe music going on. Looking down now, I wouldn't be surprised if I see a floating baby come in. It says Mass Effect on the screen. Push start button. So I push it, and the camera slowly pans so the Earth and the moon leave the picture, and we go into what looks like a menu screen. Come on, PlayStation 3. Yeah, so, I mean, I know Legendary Edition's on sale for like £40, and I no longer have an Xbox 360, so I couldn't get that copy of the game. And for some reason, the only version of Mass Effect 1 I could get hold of on the PlayStation 3 was... Sorry, I clicked Start New Career. Yeah, so the only way I could get it was by buying the trilogy. So Mass Effect 1, 2 and 3, and it was £25. So it's still cheaper than the Legendary Collection. So I thought, yeah, fuck it. Love my PlayStation 3. It's my favourite ever console. Amazing thing. So yeah, it says... So I'm kind of logging in some sort of weird database. It says... so I've got the option to create a profile, and it says Commander Shepard or enter new ID. Confirm your ID as CDR John Shepard, Alliance Marine. Let's do new ID. Custom male, custom female, quick start male, quick start female. Okay, let's do custom male.
Please log in to access your profile.
I'm still going to call myself John Shepard. Otherwise, I may get confused. Now, it's Alliance Military Personnel Database, N7. I wonder what N7 is. It's decrypting something, verifying my username.
Warning, data corruption detected.
Okay.
Please reconstruct profile.
Reconstruct profile, okay.
Confirm pre-service history.
Ooh, so I've got choices here between Spacer, Colonist or Earthborn. You were an orphan raised on the streets of the great metropolis covering Earth. You escaped the life of petty crime and the underworld gangs by enlisting with the Alliance military when you turned 18. Colonist. You were born and raised on Mindior, a small board economy in the Attican Traverse. When you were 16, slavers raided Mindor, slaughtering your family and your friends. Very pleasant. You were saved by passing alliance patrol and you enlisted with the military a few years later. A spacer. Both your parents were in the alliance military. Your childhood was spent on ships and stations, and they transferred from posting to posting, never staying in one location for more than a few years. Following your parents' footsteps, you enlisted at the age of 18. I don't really fancy colonists, because it makes me feel like I'm going to be in a like the Alien movies. Spacer sounds really weak, and I don't really have any. Yeah, I don't really have any sort of affinity with it. I'm going to go Earthborn. Confirm psychological profile. Ooh, sole survivor. So psychological profile. How deep will this go? So I've got sole survivor. During your service, a mission you were on went horribly wrong. Trapped in an extreme survival situation, you had to overcome physical torments and psychological stresses that would have broken most people. You survived while all those around you fell, and now you're alone and left to tell the tale. War hero. Early in your military career, you found yourself facing overwhelming enemy force. You risked your own lives to save your fellow soldiers and defeat the enemy, despite impossible odds. Your bravery and heroism have earned you medals and recognition from the Alliance fleet or Ruthless. Throughout your military career, you have held fast to one basic rule. Get the job done. You've been cold, calculating, brutal. Reputation for ruthless efficiency makes your fellow soldiers wary of you. But when failure is not an option, the military always goes to you first. Don't fancy ruthless. Don't fancy. I'm going to go sole survivor. Yeah, ruthless sounds a bit like fuck me. How deep does this go? Yeah, that military one sounded a bit like, you know, just playing another version of Halo, really, aren't you? So what's this? Military specialization, soldier, engineer, adept. Ooh, magic powers. Infiltrator, Sentinel. That sounds pretty cool. Sentinels combined by Vanguard. Oh, hang on. People were talking about Vanguard. He's got a gun and Vanguard. The biotech warriors. They combine biotechs and weapons to take down opponents. They're essentially deadly at short range. They use pistols and shotguns and can specialize in medium armor. Yeah. Fuck it. Vanguard. Oh, I get to control. Well, hey, look at that. So with my right thumbstick. Yeah, took me a moment to remember my left and right. I can control Shepard's face and his eyes. Ah, that is some cool shit. I like the way that happens. I mean, it's very... There's not much of an axis, but the fact that they control the way his eyes move with it as well, very cool. I like that, moving his head around. Kind of got this blue tinge going around him for his magic thing. So, change facial appearance. Cycle presets. Well, he's very Asian. He's bald. He's black. He's another black guy. Bald. Slightly longer hair. Big scar across his mouth. Look at that. Big scar across his eye. They like scars in the military, don't they? He looks like a bit like a Cherokee. He looks like he's a German Aryan soldier. Blonde hair, blue eyes. You got all sorts here. None of them particularly look like me. Oh, he lies from Planet of the Apes. Where was he? I like that one. Yeah, there he is. White guy, big nose, big ears. 5 o'clock shadow. Brown eyes. Bald head. All right, let's go from there, shall we? I haven't got big ears, but... Oh, move his face around. This is pretty cool. There's loads of stuff you can do here. All right, this is me for the next hour. how white do I want him? Albino? No? There you go. Quite olive-skinned. Olive-skinned. I like that. Complexions. That's like Odo from Star Wars. Yeah, it's too smooth, too rough. Got to keep it in the middle. Scar. I don't really want scars. I want to be clean. There we go. No scars. There you go. Head. What's head? Neck thickness. God. Imagine having a thick neck. I can't imagine it. I've got quite a thin neck myself. Face size. I've got a smallish face. Let's move my cheeks in. Cheekbones aren't that prominent on me. Cheek gaunt. What the hell's gaunt? Oh, outwards, yeah. Let's bring that out a little bit. Ear size. Let's bring you down. I've got tiny ears, people. You don't know it because you can't see me, but I have not got big ears. Let's get those back because my ears are quite flat to my head. Make myself sound terrible, don't I? There we go. That's looking a bit more like me. I need to get my nose down a bit. Where's the nose? No, that's cheek gaunt. I liked where I had that. Oh, that's right. I'm not doing it right. Eyes. Eyes shape. That is psychopathic. Eye height. Move those up a little bit. Close to the eyebrows. Eye width. There we go. Bit more eye depth. Let's sink mine in a bit. That's a bit. Yeah, I like that. Brow depth. Have I got a big brow? Oh, there we go. There we go. That makes me look pissed off. Now I'm fucking pissed off now. I'm going to sneak up behind him and stick my thumb right up his butt. Right, I've got greeny eyes. Is there a green eyes option? No, not that green. I've got like green, brown. Liquid hazel, but mostly green. The green one's too green. I'll go for that golden brown one towards the end. Yeah, that one there, that's nice. Jaw width, that needs adjusting. Not the outside of jaw, depth. Still a bit too wide for my liking, can't really change it. Mouth shape, nice thin lips. I'm not making myself sound very attractive here, I'm a good looking fella. Mouth width, there we go. There we go. Nose. Nose shape. I've got a very Mediterranean type nose. There we go. That looks good. There we go. Bring my nose in. There we go. I'm beginning to look a little bit like the guy from Lost. That was a good thing or not? More beard or is it just 5 o'clock shadows? Just 5 o'clock shadows. There we go. Brow. No, my eyebrows are good. That is my default eyebrows. Right here. Don't want to be bald. Let's give myself some scruffy haircut. The hair options aren't that good. I'm going to go for the sort of down, scraggly hair. Hair colour is... Yeah. You know, I have to admit, I spent a lot more time on Oblivion. Oh, I could try a different facial haircut. There we go. Black eyebrows. And... Yep, doesn't look very much. The ears are spot on. The mouth looking good, chin's looking good. There's obviously, I think there's something to do with the cheeks that I've got wrong. I think it's the hair, I need more hair. I've got so much hair. I'm going to finalise there though. Profile reconstruction complete. There we go. Oh, confirm. Identification confirmed. Oh, difficulty settings, everyone's favourite thing. So let's put this on cheese mode, casual. Auto level up off. I want to see what that's all about. Subtitles on, definitely. Target assist high, yes. Squad power usage active. AI using talents, defensive, disabled. And let's leave it active and I'll see how that goes. And auto save, yes. There we go. And now I've got a loading screen with what looks like something that couldn't be any more Halo if you tried. It actually looks like the sword off of Halo, but it's a giant spaceship with a blue orb in the middle and some rings sort of moving around it. It's like, it's literally just like the most Halo alien mothership I've seen. It is in Mass Effect. So there we go, people. Here we go.
Well, what about Shepard? Earthborn, but no record of his family. Doesn't have one. He was raised on the street.
You're damn right, Captain Anderson. This is Admiral Hackett speaking.
Every soldier.
This is Captain Anderson.
Is that the kind of person we want protecting the galaxy?
That's the only kind of person who can protect the galaxy.
Thank you, Anderson.
I'll make the call.
Oh, in the year 2148, explorers on Mars discovered the remains of an ancient space-faring civilization. In the decades that followed, these mysterious artifacts revealed startling new technologies enabling travel to the furthest stars. The basis of this incredible technology was a force that controlled the very fabric of time and space, and they called it something that I missed, and then it's a Mass Effect! Jesus! That was coming up so slowly, why did it end so quickly? There we are. I see Jupiter. We're flying past it. Wow, this game is gorgeous.
The Arcturus Prime relays in range. Initiating transmission sequence.
This guy called Joker. Wow, yeah, we're flying past Neptune by the looks of it. If I get my planets in the right order, could be Uranus. It's Neptune, no, it's blue.
Calculating transit mass and destination.
Transit mass. We're going to go into hyperspace or some shit. So we're walking around the inside of a ship, and then it caves and flicks to the outside of the ship where it's flying through space. They've done a really good job on what space looks like in this game. Like, this is fantastic. This is so... I'm really impressed. This is gorgeous. And there I am. There's me, N7 Bill. I actually look like Scott. Just realised. It looks more like Scott before he dyed his hair. Oh, so that spaceship thing is like a relay. So we seem to be flying to it. And we're going to be flying into it? That seems very dangerous with those rings flying around. 3, 2, 1. Oh, no, like electric comes in. Zoom, boom. Oh, and it shoots you like a gun. Oh, this must be the follow-up to FF8.
Internal mission sync engaged. All systems online. Drift. Just under 1500.
It seems like a lot of drift. Oh, this is Nihilus. He's alien looking. He actually looks like Wilson, the tennis, the volleyball.
Remember to zip up your jumpsuit on the way out of the bathroom? That's good. I just jumped us halfway across the galaxy and hit a target the size of a pinhead. So that's incredible. Besides, Spectres are trouble. I don't like having them on board.
Wait.
I'll be paranoid. You're paranoid. The council helped.
Who is that?
Yeah, that is the official story.
Yes. Oh, I've got an option. Oh man, that Joker. Who's that? I know the voice. He was in the Austin Powers movies. Luke the Mystic to highlight the button. Yeah, I get that. I understand. You don't need to tell me a tutorial about that shit. Yeah, that's the official story, but only an idiot believes the official story. I've got the options of I agree, you're overreacting, or cut the chatter. I think, let's agree. Fuck it.
They don't send specters on shakedown. So there's more going on here than the captain's letting
on. Who is that? He does all the animated stuff.
Stealth systems engaged. They go south.
Find a convoy and take us over there. I want mission.
Aye, aye, Captain. Better brace yourself, sir. Him mass is everywhere.
He's already here. Tell Commander Shepard to meet me in the con room for a debriefing.
You get that, Commander?
Did I get that, Commander? Is he upset? I heard. You made him mad. Seth Green! It's Seth Green, that's it. That is Seth Green, isn't it? Hey, now I've got some movement. Yeah, game controls much as I thought. So you can use the left analog stick to move around in circles, right analog stick to move your camera around, lots of shit comes up. Oh, I can pull out my gun, pushing triangle. And can I save? I can't save. Why not, you bastard? Oh, I can save. There we go. Save game. But I'm going to call it there, because like I said, only 15 minutes for my eating. So, saving one, saving data, do not turn off your system. Save complete. There we go. That's my start to Mass Effect. I've got no idea if that's enjoyable or not, but yeah, fucking Seth Green. game looks great as well. I'll try and get my visual description skills going as we go through this. But yeah, I'm probably not going to do all of it in audio-only Let's Play form, but you never know. You guys might get lucky. All right, peoples, this has been a tiny trapping. I've got some actual pod. I've got some big show updates for you guys. Huge show updates. So I'll probably do that another time. Sorry about that. don't worry. I will be getting back to the Live series. Don't worry about that. That's next on my plate. I just want to get some of the episodes out before I start finishing more of the missions. But that won't be too long. All right, guys. Love you. Sorry to love you and leave you. But thank you for listening. And I'll see you on the flip side. Bye. Thank you.